it. There's a lot of crazy people on satellites, and you can have a lot of fun and spend a lot of money. So it's very, very enjoyable for me, and glad to make contact with you there in Delta Mike 13. So sounding real good here. 22 degree elevation for me. So you're coming in beautifully. 73 for now. KD60ZX Whiskey 5 Papa Fox Golf.
Thanks for the contact. KD60ZX, Delta Mike 13, will be clear with Whiskey 5, Papa Fox, 73.
2 point. 2 point. 2 point. KD60ZX,
Kilowatt Delivery 6, Oscar, Zulu X-ray, Kilowatt Delivery 6, Oscar, Zulu X-ray,
Papa Fox.
Hello, CQCQ, hello, CQ, this is KD60ZX, Delta Mike 13.
Hello, Ray, Kilo 4, Foxtrot Echo, Germany, Echo Mary 55, Memphis, Tennessee.
Hey, good morning, buddy, how you are?
Good evening, Frank. Good evening, Frank. Hey, good to catch you on the bird.
Yeah, I heard you mention that you had a couple of other halves in the shack. Well, welcome to the wonderful world of satellites. Like I said, get them all ready to go. We need a few more West Coasters out there, you know, getting on the satellites. That's getting kind of thin with people on the West Coast. It's like they gave up on the satellites there, Ray. KD6OZX, K4FDG, near Memphis, Tennessee.
Hey, you're sounding fantastic into the bird
this evening, Frank. Sounding fantastic. And, hey, you know, now that I get everything done, I can actually chew gum and operate the radio at the same time. It's so much easier with the automated antenna. I was always okay until it got a little hit, and then I'd start stumbling all over myself, and it was just the antenna would win every time. So this is just so much easier. Hey, I got a question for you, buddy. I'm getting some splattering when I listen, and it's not right now, but when the bird's really, really weak, and I'm listening on the 440 side, I get some splattering. I do have a mobile duplex up on the mast between the antenna and the duplex, or the preamp. I'm just kind of wondering if maybe I should try putting one on the 2-meter side and replicating what I did on the 440 side, just putting a mobile duplex and using the isolation filters to help try to clean it up. Do you have any experience with that or any advice? KD60ZX, back to you, Frank.
I wish I did, but I don't. I don't really have any feedback on that, Ray. I live out in the country, and the only real interference and such I have had living out here where I'm at is I have a satellite, internet service. I don't have cable or DSL lines out where I live, and so I've got a satellite modem, and it throws out some horrible hash and stuff. Like right now, I've got my cable or my satellite modem unplugged. No, I've never had a lot of trouble trying to isolate everything, so not sure what to tell you on that, but I'm sure somebody out there has some input on that.
Yeah, I think what I need to do is get the heck out of here and move out to the country. I got a few more years until I retire. In fact, 55 is just coming up in a few days here, and it looks like if everything works out, I'll be able to retire and hang up my toolbox when I'm 62, so I don't plan on working past 62. I just don't think there's any reason to. I don't plan on being a slave to the government. I'm just a slave to my wife, so there you go. Back to you.
Yeah, I know how that works, too. KB6OZX, K4FEG. Well, like I said, somebody asked me one time when I went to work at the job I had. I said, when they threatened to fire me, that's when I went to work.
Hey, Frank, you got some noise coming in, and there I am. I'm starting to come back in there. Sounds like the satellite's tumbling, Frank. It sounds like the satellite's tumbling. I can barely hear myself in the download. I think if it doesn't come back, I'll have to say 73s. I don't even know if he can still copy me, but yeah, it sounds like the satellite's coming back a little bit, but I do think it's stumbling.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, I got 100% copy. I did notice a dip in the signal strength, but it came right back up. You know, this is an old bird. The batteries are tired and all that, so it's hard to say what it could be. But anyway, look, I won't hold you. I'll let you get back to your visitors in the shack there. I hope you had a wonderful Easter Sunday, and we'll catch you again one morning there, Ray. I think Yuri's going to be heading out of port this evening, so get ready to start listening for him on the open ocean again. KB6OZX, good to talk to you, Ray, as usual. K4FBG 73, and nice to know that you got some visitors in the shack. 73. Come back, Ray.
Okay, Frank, I'm unable to copy. Oh, boy, there it is. There, the bird is back. The bird is back. I was getting a bunch of noise, and it just came back. Are you still in there, Frank?
Yeah, Roger, I'm still here. I had a full copy on you the whole time. The bird is fading up and down a little bit. Over. I'll copy, Ray. Over.
Okay, yeah. You know what? I'm getting noise in here, but it's kind of funny. I think what I'm going to have to do is just keep the thing keyed up. As soon as I key it up, I can hear you. I give it a try, Frank. Come on back.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, well, that's interesting. That means you got some kind of background hash or something. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, yeah, I've got a full copy on you. No problem whatsoever. Over.
Yeah, well, you know what? I just have my transmit just keyed. And since I'm not modulating it, I can hear you just fine. So I guess I can just run it kind of like Vox and just keep it keyed down. But I got some kind of interference coming through here. And I don't know what it is. It's some kind of splatter. But just keying it down takes out the splatter. And I can hear you just fine now.
Well, that's interesting. I don't know what to tell you on that one. But look, I'm starting to get on the short end of the satellite. I still got eight degrees, but I'm not going to hold it. I know we're having some difficulty there. I was trying to tell you, Yuri is going to be leaving port, I think, tonight, so you can start listening for him back on the open ocean grid there. Anyway, you have a good Easter Sunday evening here, and I'll talk to you some morning, I'm sure, right? KP600X, K4FBG.
Okay, Frank, fine business. You don't know what grid square Yuri is in right now, do you? I tracked Yuri. The last time I talked to Yuri, it looks like he was coming into Portland, Oregon. He was out in the ocean, and the last time I talked to him, he was in Chowey, November 6th. So that looked to me like he was coming into either Portland or in the Washington state.
Yeah, he was in Charlie Nancy 86 at the Port of Longview, Washington.
Over. Okay. I knew he was somewhere out there. So, yeah, I'll have to keep my ears open for him. I think I've worked Yuri on every satellite so far. I'm pretty sure I've caught him on all of them. Anyway, hey, good to talk to you again, Frank. I'll say 73 and sounding great into the bird. KD60ZX with Kilowatt Fox. Or Kilowatt 4 Fox Echo as well. 73, Frank. Yeah, 73. Yeah, you're still full copy. I'm down to, below 5 degrees now. I'm bringing the antenna down to the horizon. So,
Okay, 73 is there, Frank. I got a little bit more. I'm at about 14.5 degrees right now. So, 73 is Frank, KB6OZX. I'll catch you on the next bird.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I was thinking about AO7, but it's only a 1 degree past here. But anyway, yeah, I'm down to 3.6 degrees, and now this thing is smoking in here now. K
Catch you later. K4FBG, 73.
Okay, 73, and yeah, all my splat is gone.
All the splat is gone. It's just an occasional thing. But anyway, yeah, Oscar 7's going to be at 39 degrees for me, and I know you're almost out of range right now. The bird's out of range for you or right there. So, hey, 73, Frank, Katie, Citroën, ZX.
73.
Okay, I did copy a Whiskey Quebec. I did copy a Whiskey Quebec. I got a few minutes here on about 9 degrees. You're very, very weak into the satellite, but give it another shot. Okay, Whiskey Quebec 3 Uniform. This is Kilowatt Bravo 6, Oscar Zulu X-Ray, KD60ZX,
Delta Mike 13, Delta Mike 13, Roger.
Roger, Roger, Charlie November 85, Charlie November 85, good to hear you.
Okay, fine business. Yeah, you're sounding pretty good. The bird's at about 7 degrees elevation right now, about 7 degrees, but still sounding reasonably good over here.
Yeah, great. I've got about 25 degrees on it, so my antenna is right at it right now.
Okay, well, I'm, I got probably just, what do I got? Probably at the most 2 minutes. I probably got about one more minute, and I'll be gone.
Okay, well, it's good talking to you. Maybe somebody else wants to talk to you. I think I heard you on one of the other birds today, which is your 807, or maybe the Fox 1 or something. I don't know. Go ahead.
I was on Oscar 7, and I was also working Oscar 29 earlier as well on one of the other passes, but I don't recall which orbit it was or anything.
Right on there. Oscar 7, you're coming in good. That's one of the best things I've heard on that bird.
I have great luck working Oscar 7, actually. I'm pretty successful at least hearing myself. Not too many people seem to be able to work Oscar 7 for some reason.